Self-regulation is the ability to create internal balance in the midst of external chaos.
Our lives, your
lives as young mamas, it's chaotic, it's cray cray, and there's stressors coming at you all the time from all the different directions. And the goal with self-regulation of ourselves is to create an internal balance in ourselves that we can draw on, that we can return to, that we can pull ourselves into. Hey, Mama, welcome to the Nurturing Parent Podcast. Do you want to end the constant battles for bath time? Do you find yourself emotionally exhausted at the end of the day? Do you wake up with big hopes for a smooth day of fun with your little ones, only to face an early morning meltdown because you peeled their banana the wrong way?
Silly you.
Silly you.
Hey, I'm Serena. I'm a mama of two little ones, and as a new mama, I constantly question myself. I wanted to make sure I was raising respectful kids while also building a strong bond with them. But I discovered that I had to unlearn my ideas that punishment was the way. With Amalisa's encouragement, I've been practicing a respectful and gentle parenting approach, which is strengthening our bond as a family.
And hi, I'm Amalisa. Amma means grandmother in Icelandic. I am a mama and an amma. And I have over 40 years of experience in child care and parent coaching. And I am so excited to share the knowledge I've gained over these years with you.
Together in this podcast, each week we will explore some easy to implement skills you can add to your parenting tool belt to help you create a happy, thriving family. Happy Tuesday, mamas. Welcome back. Today we are getting into how to regulate ourselves so we're not reacting to our kids. And it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of inner work, and some work we never thought we would have to do as parents, because it's really starting with ourselves. And I just wanted Amma to teach us about how we can stop ourselves from just reacting to our kids and yelling at them and getting into that back and forth. And sometimes we know better, but sometimes we just get caught in that moment. And that's what I want us to be able to do, is take a step back, look at where we are, and solve it from there, because it doesn't have to get a lot deeper if we are able to just take a step back, look at it, and control ourselves. So
you got it. You got it, Mama. What do you need me for? You got it. It's such an important topic, you guys. And I wanted to start with just saying, like, what is self-regulation? Self-regulation is the ability to create internal balance in the midst of external chaos.
Your
lives as young mamas, it's chaotic, it's cray cray, and there's stressors coming at you all the time from all the different directions. And the goal with self-regulation of ourselves is to create an internal balance in ourselves that we can draw on, that we can return to, that we can pull ourselves into, to help us get through those really wild moments where we're getting stuff thrown at us from hopefully not literally.
Sometimes literally.
Sometimes literally. I know. And, you know, if you can self-regulate and help your child to co-regulate with you, then those times that you're literally getting things thrown at you will lessen the number of times that you actually get to that point. But just the emotional stuff that gets thrown at us as parents. Oh, you guys, I know how exhausting it is. I know. I've been there. I do get it. And even though I'm out the other side, I'm here to tell you, you can survive. So one of the important things to know is that our children need us to be able to self-regulate, because self-regulation is a learned skill. Babies require external regulation. Babies cannot regulate. When a baby cries, we feed the baby. When a baby cries, we change a baby. When a baby cries, we help a baby go to sleep. That's called external regulation. The baby calls out for help. We respond with the help that's needed. So that's all that young infants can do. Once they're coming up into toddler years and older children, and I will tell you all the way through the teen years, and even with other adults, we require, sometimes as adults too, co-regulation. We need, if you're really upset, mama, something happened in your work world, in your day with your fight with your spouse, something happened that really upset you. Sometimes you need to reach out to a girlfriend, right? You need somebody to say, take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Gonna be okay. And if they can be right beside you and actually hold your hand or give you a hug and take that deep breath with you, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That is co-regulation. We all need it sometimes. And our toddlers, they don't have self-regulation skills yet. Our preschoolers are just barely learning self-regulation skills, and they won't have it all the time either. Our teenagers are going to be melting down in ways that we can't even imagine right now. And we are going to need our self-regulation skills, because we must be able to self-regulate in order to be able to co-regulate. And by co-regulating with our children, first of all, we'll be calming them down, helping them calm down, and we'll be teaching them about self-regulation. So one of the main things to know about regulation is that we need to have an awareness of our own state and our own needs. And we need to be getting those needs met as best we can. So one of the first things I learned when I was doing this research is a woman named Carol Vivian wrote an acronym for self-regulating. It's STOPP, STOPP. So let's say your child, let's say what's going on in your world, Serena, where you need to regulate because you're going to react to your child.
She just won't stop crying. She wants her cousin's water bottle because it has her Paw Patrol, her favorite character, on it, and she just wants her cousin's water bottle.
Right.
But her cousin is in the middle of drinking and she does not want to give it to her, and it is her cousin's, but my daughter needs the cousin's water bottle. She's
right
crying
now. Right now.
That's
yeah.
my water bottle. I want it. She won't stop. And
oh, I'm sorry I'm laughing, but it's such a good example for a 2-year-old. It's such a good example. Okay. And so what is one of your reactionary kinds of ways of dealing with that?
It's not yours. You can't have it right now. And she's crying. She's crying, but I want it. And she's fighting
right.
me, and she's trying to snatch it out of her hand.
Right.
But I need to hold her back because she can't snatch it out of her cousin's hand.
Right.
And she's just crying and will not stop crying. And she only wants that water bottle. And that's the only thing that's going to come.
I got it. Okay. So one of the ways that I like to look at these kinds of, there's a stimulus. So your daughter is crying. She's freaking out. She wants the water bottle. And you have an opportunity to respond or to react. Reaction is that knee jerk, boom. Mm-hmm. No, you can't have it. It's not yours. It's your cousin's. Leave it alone. Stop. You know, that kind of, and then what does she do? She accelerates. Bah, 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 bah. And then you accelerate. And I look at it as like a ping pong table.
Mm-hmm.
She tosses the ball. You hit it back. She hits it back. You hit it back. Bah, da, 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 da. And it just elevates and escalates until you're both freaking out, right? And everybody is upset. So what I want to interject is stop. The S is for stop. Don't hit the ball back. Don't volley that ball back across the net. Just stop. The T is take a deep breath. Now, when you do that, can you actually feel the space that just that one breath even created?
So much.
Right? Like I felt it in my body because when I got into it with describing the ping pong table or, you know, and the volleying back and forth, and then it's like, stop, take a deep breath. And I can feel that calm in my body already. Now you're in the midst of chaos, so you might not feel it completely, but the next one is O, observe. Observe your thoughts and feelings. And by becoming the observer in that moment, it's going to give you some space aside, you know, the next bit of space on top of that breath, the space the breath gave you. And if you can observe your thoughts and feelings, you might think, oh my God, I haven't eaten all day. No wonder I'm freaking out at my kid. Oh my God, this is because I had 3 hours sleep last night because the baby was up coughing half the night. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I need to be gentle with myself and I need to be gentle with my little one. This is not about her. She's escalating. I need to help calm us down. So just by observing, and you'll get better and better at this. Remember, self-regulation is a practiced skill. The more you practice, the better you'll get at this. So observe your thoughts and feelings. One of your feelings might be like, oh, I don't like seeing my daughter like this. That must make me a terrible mom. She's going to like freak out about a water bottle. It's not even hers. Like, I must be a terrible person. Okay, those feelings of inadequacy or, you know, guilt or whatever those feelings are, just observe them. Give yourself that moment. Go, oh, there's that feeling again. Oh yeah, I've recognized I've had that feeling in my life before.
Yeah,
right?
can I just bring up one
please.
Feeling, one observation that we might be feeling that we might not even understand is the feeling of being touched out and how at the end of the day that can be very exhausting sometimes.
100%. It's such a good one. Such a good one. So you want to be real about what you're experiencing, what you're feeling. And if you need to remove yourself, I love to use the bathroom as an excuse. You know what? I'm just going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'll be back. Get yourself out of the zone. If nobody's going to get hurt or hurt somebody else, get yourself out of the zone. And when you're in the bathroom, take three more deep breaths or four or five and just go, okay. Now the P in the STOPP acronym, P is pull back and look at the bigger picture. Okay, so that might, and if you need to go to the bathroom to do that, that's okay. But the bigger picture might be the fact that you haven't got a lot of sleep last night or for the last 10 nights. And it might be that you haven't eaten very well yet today. It might be that you're touched out. Exactly, like overloaded with touch. Look at the bigger picture. And the bigger picture also contains how important is this? Is this a fight that I want to dig my heels in about? Or can I just scoop up my little one and say, hey, baby, come snuggle with mama.
Let's go get another water bottle. Let's go get that pink one you love.
Yeah, which one? Which one would be the best right now if you couldn't have that one? And the other, another really great skill is give them their wishes in fantasy. I think we might have talked about that once before. So if they can't have that water bottle, what could you imagine that could be really fun to make it bigger than life? What if there was a water bottle that was as big as the house and you just had a little sippy end in your water bottle? Do you think you could drink that much water? And if you can think of something in the moment, in the heat of the moment, but now that you've stopped, you've taken a deep breath, you've observed your thoughts, and you've pulled back and you're looking at the bigger picture, trying to argue your child out of something that they've got their heels stuck in about, you know that's not going to go that well. They've got more stamina than we do for things like that. So to change the mood and not the mind, which we've talked about before, to give them their wishes in fantasy. That comes directly out of the How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk work by Adele Faber and Elaine Moslich, which I taught the course for decades. If you can give them their wishes in fantasy, it will help change the mood in the moment, right? And then the second P in the STOP acronym is to proceed and practice what works. So we have a choice when that ping pong ball of upset or anger or whatever it is coming towards us. We're going to react unless we interrupt the stimulus response. So the stimulus is your child freaking out. The response is your reaction to that. And if we can break that up with the breath in the middle and the observation in the middle and create a space, then in the space, we have the freedom to choose how to respond, what to say. Go to the bathroom if you need a few more minutes to figure it out. Don't try to figure out too much. Try to get into your, I want to say your playful brain, but I also just noticed that you're exhausted. It's the end of your day. You're touched out. What more can you bring to the situation? And one of the things you can bring is, honey, you know, mama's tired. I'm really tired. And I would love to just sit and read a story with you right now. Can you sit on your little rocking chair and mama sit right here on my big chair and we could just read a story, like just try to bring it to a different place, you know? Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And like you said in the beginning, being able to do that and practicing it and giving yourself grace because you're going to react. We're tired, we're exhausted, and we're not perfect, and that's okay. But give yourself that grace. And once you get it down, once you start, I'm learning and I'm practicing and we're getting there, but that's what our kids are learning. And they're going to learn not to react and not to have these huge outbursts. And they're going to learn these regulating mechanisms that we're modeling for them. And like you said before we got into it, teaching them their ABCs is important, but doing this.
That's because what I was saying was strong self-regulation skills is something that all successful people have. If you want to raise a successful adult, then you will learn your self-regulation skills so that you can help your child develop theirs, because that will get you a successful person growing up, right? In your home. They will become successful people in whatever they choose to do with their lives, successful in whatever that means to you, to them, whatever. But it's not just about the ABCs. You're right. This is a huge life skill. Self-regulation is a huge life skill. When our children are dysregulated, when they are freaking out for whatever reason, and logically, it might not make any sense to us, but when they're freaking out, if we freak out back, they've got nothing. They don't have ground to stand on. We need to be the solid earth that they can stand on. We need to be the safe space that they can come home to, right?
Yes, of course.
And so if we can be that calming influence when they're not calm, it will do the world of good for them and for us. I hope that was helpful.
That was very helpful. Thank you so much. Thank you, mamas, for joining us. We hope you can practice this. We hope that you learn something from it and just take a step back. Think about it like the ping pong table. Don't hit that ping pong back. Let it go in the air. Let it hit the ground.
Yeah, let it bounce. Just watch it bounce. Oh, yeah. There it goes.
Watch it bounce. Watch it bounce. Where it ends up.
Yeah, that's right.
Leave it.
Okay. And I cannot, just to leave you off with, I cannot overestimate the power of the breath. Just taking that deep breath and mindfulness, meditation, mindfulness, breathing. You got it. You got this.
You got this, mamas. Yes.
We love you.
All right, mamas. So my gem from this episode is definitely the acronym STOP. And to go through what that stands for again, S is stop. Think about it as a ping pong table. Don't hit the ball back. Just stop. And you might need, you need awareness for that. So whether it's you yelling or you reacting or you feeling it in your body, once you start feeling that, stop. T, take a deep breath. Once you've taken that deep breath, O is observe. Observe your thoughts. Observe your feelings. Are you hungry? Are you tired? Just take inventory of what you're feeling all over. P is pull back and look at the bigger picture. Maybe it is that you didn't have lunch and you're hangry now and you just need to eat something. And that's why this whole argument started, and it doesn't need to get any deeper than that. And the second P is proceed with caution. I'm just kidding. It's proceed with what works. So some of our tools that we use is change a mood, not a mind. Give them their wishes and fantasy. I think that's how you say it. Give them their wishes and fantasy. So if my daughter is fighting because she wants the water bottle, okay, let's go get a super big water bottle, or let's go drink water from the fish tank. Just, they're co-regulating. So we need to be their anchor in their storm. That's a quote from Emma. But we need to remember that we are their anchor in their storm of crazy feelings, of chaos. We need to teach them how to regulate. And the best way to do that is by modeling it for them. And another gem that I just wanted to share was that strong regulation skills is something that all successful people have. It's a huge life skill. They don't teach you it in school. And the best way that our littles are going to learn it is from us. And it is also a practice skill. So give yourself grace, mamas. If you mess up, which we all do, forgive yourself and move forward. I wish you luck. Remember, don't play the ping pong table.
Hey, mama.
Thank you for being here with us.
Okay, how cute was that? Thanks for being here with us. Hit subscribe to get notified.
And hey, did you get anything out of this episode? I know I did. Show some love and send it to your mama friends to bless their day too.
And before you run and change that diaper, take 5 seconds and leave us a review saying how much you love us. You'll be helping other mamas find us. Did you know that? And hopefully find answers to the questions that are keeping them awake at night.
And if you screenshot your review and DM it to us, you will be entered to win a 1-hour coaching call at a discounted price with Amalisa.
I can't wait to chat with you. Come hang out with us in our Facebook group or on Instagram. Just click the links in the show notes and you can direct message us anytime. We would love to chat with you.
We also have a buy me a coffee option for a fun way that you can support this podcast for just as much as you care to give. Just click the show support link in our show notes. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week.